Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And joining us is Professor Hussein Solomon, who's a senior professor in the Department of Political Sciences at the University of the Free State. Good afternoon, Professor Solomon. How are you?
I'm well, and thanks for having me.
It's so lovely to speak to you again. It has been too long. Professor Solomon, why do you think South African government hasn't come out and said anything? I mean, we are a country based on the rights of human beings. And yet we're having this situation in Iran. The rest of the world is following the story. They're making statements, and South Africa is really very, very quiet. Why do you think we've been so quiet?
Well, I think that on a variety of different issues, we've been silent and we've been vocal on the wrong issues. I think as a country, we have no understanding of our national interest. And I think that we don't understand the situation in terms of Iran currently. It is not simply about Mahsa Amini. It is about the Iranian revolution itself.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the rather simplistic view says, well, here is this 22-year-old Mahsa Amini who is arrested by the morality police and then winds up dead, right?
Right.
And it's about feminist uprisings and so on. And while women have played a key role, it's actually much more than that. Just a week before that, to give you an idea, a week before that, the head of the morality police was announced that the government was going to be installing facial recognition technology on all public transport, specifically to prosecute those women who do not cover up. You see, the hijab was so intrinsically linked to the 1979 Iranian revolution. What these women were doing was, in fact, a revolutionary act, and they were resisting this. I mean, you can, and not just now, but for several years. So much so that the government felt compelled on the 12th of July, 2022, this year, to have its first national day of hijab and chastity. And Iranian women resisted this, and many of them were beaten up. Many of them were arrested and so on. So the president, Raisi, goes and then enforces a new hijab law, you know, that violators will be fined and female government employees will be fired if their social media pictures do not conform to Islamic laws and so on. Fundamentally, the government is in trouble. Raisi, who came in power last year in sham elections, promised, you know, more housing units. He promised an end to corruption, none of which he delivered. Iran is completely isolated in its region, and more so after the Abraham Accords. And Iran, more and more young people, I mean, if you look at the demographic pyramid, young people are the dominant grouping in Iran, are becoming more secular in orientation and do not adhere to the austere form of Islamism that the regime has imposed.
Right. And let's face it, Professor Hussein, I mean, the people of Iran do not have an easy time. They have these sanctions, which is really not against the people. It's against the leadership. And they have a very, very hard life. And maybe this is just, you know, that setting of, what is the
powder keg.
Yes, a powder keg, exactly. You know, it's a brush fire.
Mm.
It's one spark that is actually going to ignite uprisings because they've had enough. It's created a perfect storm.
Well, I, in a recent article of mine,
yes,
I did mention that specifically to the spark, to the catalyst, for example, when this Tunisian hawker, Mohamed Bouzizi, set himself alight, as you know,
yes,
and started the whole Arab Spring.
Yes.
But the thing is, Iran has had many such moments. You know, if you look at 2009 in terms of the Green Movement protests, on each time they are abandoned by the international community. For the protest to expand and so forth, the international community has to do more to help ordinary Iranians. And those wonderful UN statements do not go far enough. The condemnations do not go far enough. Other women across the world cutting their hair and so on do not go far enough. There needs to be far more support to the people on the ground, and there has to be far more biting sanctions, even though I would argue that the Iranian government is on the precipice with the current sanctions. It's important to push them over.
Absolutely. Professor Hussein Solomon, thank you so much. It has been lovely speaking to you. I mean, you've built a whole life since we last spoke. And on a personal note, just thank you very, very much for your time and sharing your expertise and getting our five-year-old brains. Stan Katz and I have got five-year-old brains, and you got us to understand it. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.